The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 8 a.m. to you this Monday morning. We're in Central Time. And, of course, Grown by Nature is 10% off this week. We're going to extend the sale so you can sign up for AutoShip. 10% off North American Urban Spice products this week. I have a feeling Justin Porter, you know, the British chap that likes to play football, he's going to be on the show. Just a reminder, your donations that help keep us on the air, especially to fund the shortwave frequency. If you want, you can send them in. We have this $100 donation campaign minimum goes on there. You can get this Joyce Riley coffee mug right here. See that? Yep. For those of you watching the live stream on video, you can actually see that. It says knowledge is power. There's Joyce, who sadly passed away 6 years ago yesterday of cancer. There's the Power Hour logo. She was with us from the very beginning, and I'm continuing that. The Red Pill Expo, by the way, with G. Edward Griffin. Tickets are available at thepowerhour.com. This is happening August 12th and 13th in Des Moines, Iowa. And, of course, you can use the code POWERHOUR for 10% off of your tickets, whether attending live or streaming live video, just so you know. All right. And let's see what else is happening here. Well, I saved all of our COVID news and junk. And it is junk because, I mean, this is the thing. We've got author Brandon J. Weikert on our line with us right now. And, of course, the topic I have here is, does the latest Blinken trip to China forebode imminent war with China? And I look at this, but then I start reading the geopolitical analyst that he is, this best-selling new release called Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life. It's on Encounter Books. And Brandon Weikert believes the war with China may be imminent, setting a set of simple solutions that could easily be adapted by Washington to avert a catastrophic war and ensure America's supremacy immediately. But is that what Biden wants? Brandon Weikert, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. That was a wonderful introduction. And you're 100% right to ask that question because, you know, I have been talking for years with the Defense Department and Congress about some ideas how we could avoid a catastrophic war and get out ahead of the Chinese without having to actually fight them. But yet the Biden administration doesn't want to do it. And I can't tell if it's just because Biden is inherently a weakling or if it's more ominous because maybe he's been compromised by the Chinese state security agency, his son Hunter.
You know, I think you're right, Brandon.
You're absolutely right.
That right there. Yeah. That right there, what you just said. But see, here's the other thing that really gets me is I'm looking at chapter 23 of your book on page 164. Washington must immediately cut itself off from Chinese biotech R&D. They're already compromised under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. They're already compromised. I mean, the stuff came out of a lab in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, for crying out loud. You and I both know that. You know what, folks, this book, Biohacked, I got to tell you this. Once you get done reading chapter 23 and getting past the acknowledgments, there are pages and pages and pages of bibliography, of notes, of, I mean, footnotes galore in this book. This is almost like the real Anthony Fauci book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, this thing goes into massive detail. This author has definitely done his homework on this stuff. So the bigger question is, what have you been telling Congress in order to avoid this war with China? Because I see them looking at after what Blinken, Winken, Blinken and Nod has said about not supporting Taiwan independence. I got to wonder, these people are messed up in the brain. I mean, they're deliberately working against the will of we the people, decimating our military with these biohacked bioweapon jabs.
Yeah, it's, you know, what I've been telling them is we are headed toward a war with China. The China's threat, though, remains the number one threat, and the number one way we could beat them without having to go to war at all is in what's known as the geoeconomic and the technology domain. So the think of trade, think of high technology development. If we can stop them from sucking us dry via these one-sided trade deals, as Trump had started to do, and if we can stop them from getting access to our high-tech sector, as Trump had started to do, and of course Biden has really not followed through with, if we could stop them in those areas, there won't be a war because they won't be able to fight us. The problem is, and you note about the North Carolina lab, the coronavirus gain-of-function testing was initially done with National Institute of Health and National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. That's Fauci's group. They were funding these gain-of-function tests on COVID at the University of North Carolina. The Obama administration actually said, hey, guys, you got to stop doing this there because if it leaks out, it's going to be a global pandemic and we're going to get blamed. And so Fauci and Collins stopped doing it at University of North Carolina, but Fauci took that research and that funding, gave it to a group called EcoHealth Alliance, who then gave the research and the funding to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The Wuhan Institute of Virology took that data and that information and that funding, and they told the Americans, sure, we'll develop a cure for you. We'll develop vaccines for coronaviruses, without telling the Americans that they were also going to incorporate that into their bioweapons program, which they were then going to use against the United States at an opportune time. And 2020 rolls around. Trump's waging a trade war on China that's beating them. Trump's waging the tech war on China that's hurting them. And so what did Xi Jinping do? He said, I'm going to hit back, but I'm not going to do it with a conventional strike. I'm going to do it with a weaponized coronavirus that's designed to collapse America's medical and economic system in order to force a regime change in the United States, which is exactly what happened. We got rid of Trump, who was sticking it to China, and we put in Joe Biden, who very well may be a Chinese asset, and look at what's going on. So if we can just, what I've been telling Congress is stop the tech transfers. That's the number one thing. If you stop U.S.-based tech firms from sharing their high tech with the Chinese are going to wither on the vine. They're not going to be able to stay competitive, and they won't be able to threaten us militarily. But whether or not it's going to happen is another question, because we have a government, as you know, that has been, unfortunately, compromised significantly by Chinese funny money.
Yeah, well, see, and the bigger thing, Brandon, I got to wonder about. See, now the Office of the Director of National Intelligence has finally declassified the COVID-19 Origins Report, which you and I have both been, and see, ever since 2020 happened and the lockdown started, and I started looking into this stuff and started interviewing people like Judy Mikovits and David Martin, all this stuff just came into fruition. And the more we started investigating the patents and started looking into this thing, the hair stood up on the back of our necks and watching all these lemmings lining up to get their jabs, knowing that fate was going to befall them at a point in time in the future. I've lost many friends to this stuff, but the hospitals, all of a sudden, the protocols changed. They were giving people remdesivir, or Rundeath, as near as Dr. Brian Artis calls it. When they start giving them that and they're getting compensated for this, I don't see the medical system failing. I see the medical system has made tens of billions of dollars off the backs of the U.S. taxpayer and the government. They made gobs of money, and now that all this stuff is coming to light and people are starting to wake up and going, wait a minute, look how many loved ones I've lost. They literally turned family member against family member using basically think tank focus group, methodology. I mean, they've got this all figured out. If we can just polarize the entire country, half these people are going to believe what the government tells them. The other half are going to trust their own conscience and God. I mean, we've got a Dominican professional basketball player, Oscar Cabrera Adames, who's been complaining about this COVID vaccine, his heart condition, just died at the age of 28 during a stress test.
Yeah.
I mean, this is craziness.
And it's, this is part of this Chinese strategy, though, because the term that when I deal with the military, right when COVID was happening, I was talking to them about biotechnology in China. And what was two Marine colonels had said to me, they were in Marine Corps intelligence, they pulled me aside after I was finished lecturing, and they were using terms like biological 9/11. And so, and I talk about this in, I think it's chapter 9 of the book called Biological 9/11, and I walk the reader through why China weaponized the coronavirus because they didn't want to kill everybody because they want to use us for a market. What they wanted to do was to put us in our place. What they wanted to do was to get rid of Trump, who was the biggest threat to their plans for world domination probably in 50 years. What they wanted to do was to get Americans to turn on Americans, and that's precisely what happened. So we were so busy after the biological 9/11 fighting each other that we didn't have time to deal with China, the real culprit. It's the exact opposite of what we did after the original 9/11 when we actually rallied together and we actually, you know, took on Al-Qaeda. But Chinese didn't want that. They can't have us rally together. So the disease was a perfect tool, as well as the vaccine. Everything became politicized. Everything became an internal American fight. And we're so busy fighting each other, China's eating our lunch around the world. And they are. And they're certainly not 100% strong. They got hit, too. But they had unintended effects from the disease. The thing is, though, they've been able to ride that storm better than we have because the system there was primed for absolute power. And they're using that absolute power now to go across the South China Sea, to go into the Indian Ocean, to go to threaten Taiwan, and to push us out. And it's working.
This is scary stuff. And see, the thing is the Biden administration says that they're going to fight them. But see, when you got Thoroughly Modern Millie as their chief of staff, he's going to get on the phone to Xi Jinping and, hey, buddy, guess what? We're about to attack you guys. I mean, when you got this kind of garbage on, this is worse than what they did with the UN and Korea telling the Chinese and then who told the North Koreans where all our troop movements were going. I mean, this is just insanity.
Yeah, and you have to remember, you know, Biden was getting a lot of credit for doing the U.S. CHIPS Act, which basically is the legislation that gives U.S. tax dollars to U.S. tech firms to bring computer chip manufacturing back to the United States. He got $53 billion. The Republicans wanted to give $150 billion to the U.S. CHIPS Act to make it happen faster and more robustly. But the Democrats in Congress and Biden administration would only accept the money if most of that $150 billion went toward global warming initiatives and climate change action. And the Republicans said no, because that's going to defeat the whole purpose of the law, which was to try to get our chip production away from China. And so you have Biden, where he even he pretends like he's this big hawk on China. But when you look at the actual action, he's undercutting all of our abilities to actually resist China and stop them from beating us in the tech race. And it's because I think he's been compromised.
Yeah. You think? I mean, they're right now they're talking, Brandon, they're talking impeachment. I mean, this is all tit for tat now, because I don't believe there is not enough votes out there to impeach Biden, let alone Garland. And Congress is in on this, as far as I'm concerned. They're all being paid off somehow.
Yeah, it's very scary. And so, you know, what I talk about in the book, using the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act to go after those tech transfers, we probably need to also use the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act to change the definition of lobbying, because so many of our elected leaders in both parties have been bought off by China through legal lobbying capabilities. And the Chinese have figured out how to do that very well. And so we need to cut them off. And, you know, none of this is going to change until that happens.
So what do we do about this battery plant up in Michigan that the Chinese have sunk their claws into?
Well, that's a great question.
They want to endorse it. Whitmer wants it.
Yeah, that's a great question, because what you're talking about is the ability for Chinese firms to purchase critical American infrastructure. They're also doing that with farmland. They're doing that with real estate. And so there's a group at the Department of Justice known as CFIUS. That's the Committee for Investment in the United States. And their entire mission, going back to the Cold War, is to basically review all purchases by foreign firms to make sure there are no national security risks. The problem for CFIUS is not that they're not effective. It's that China is throwing everything at us, including the kitchen sink. They're trying to buy everything they can. So the problem for CFIUS is they don't have enough people and resources to review in a timely manner all of these purchasing attempts by the Chinese of critical U.S. firms and farmland and territory. So what I propose in the book, because there's an example, you're talking about the battery plant, and that's scary enough. But in 2013, the Chinese Beijing Genomics Institute, BGI, which is the largest genomics company in the Chinese empire, they bought a startup firm in Mountain View, California, which had exclusive access to taxpayer-funded genetics databases run by the National Institute of Health and the CDC. And the reason BGI, Beijing Genomics Institute, purchased that firm was explicitly to get access to that proprietary U.S. government genetics database. And they did, because CFIUS wasn't able to catch it in time. So they got access to this gene genetic database. The Chinese firm then incorporates that genetic database that we paid for into their BGI Gene Bank, which is the largest genetics database in the world in Beijing. They're putting the genetic information of every human being they can get a hold of. They're putting all of that genetic information there. They're using artificial intelligence then to collate that information to identify the genetic information of people they don't like, to then create, with biotechnology that we gave them, to then create specific ethnic genetic attacks to basically get people they don't like sick and kill them without being blamed for it, a lot like COVID. And so that's an example of how CFIUS, though, could stop. Because if CFIUS had stopped the purchase of that firm in Mountain View, California, they wouldn't get access to millions of Americans' genetic information. Similarly, if CFIUS had the resources to stop the purchasing of that that battery company in Michigan, the Chinese wouldn't be able to get access to our sophisticated battery technology and have a foothold in Michigan, of all places. But CFIUS needs to both have the mission and the resources available to stop it, because the Chinese only have to get it right one time. We've got to get it right 100% of the time, and that's the tricky part here.
That is scary. And the thing is, too, is that now we're finding out that these batteries are, A, one, too expensive to replace, and B, add so much weight to the vehicle that it basically increases its braking time and makes it even more dangerous, especially when they catch fire after being exposed to salt water. So
that's right.
I'm just looking at this technology and going, not only are we 30 years behind the technology, China's trying to infiltrate with technology that's literally going to screw with our economy even more than they already have, yet they're opening up coal-fired power plants, and they're allowed to pollute the atmosphere more than we are. I mean, this whole thing is geared against we the people, is it not?
That's right. That's right. And actually, I'm working on a new manuscript, a new book I'm going to be pitching in the next few weeks. Basically, I'm outlining sort of based on what you're talking about, and it sort of is an extension of the research I did for Biohack. We all talk on the right about the World Economic Forum and these globalist institutions and how they're trying to keep us down, and they are, because they're all invested in this one world socialist globalist, you know, idea of destroying the nation state and replacing it with a one world government controlled by the left. What I think is happening, though, is that group of globalists, either knowingly or unknowingly, like useful idiots, they've been co-opted by China, so that these tools they were using to suppress us for their globalist ends are actually now being hijacked by the Chinese Communist Party to break the West on behalf of the Chinese nation state. And so that way, this is how the Chinese are going to defeat us without having to fight us, is they're using our own elites, the globalists, to keep us, we the people, down. And we've got to fight it, because it's not just the World Economic Forum as itself being a threat. It's the fact that it's been co-opted by the Chinese Communist Party to defeat us without fighting it. So we've got to stop this from happening.
So this whole thing with U.S.-China relations, ever since Trump was ousted out of office, do you believe, given what we know about COVID and Trump's, I believe that what happened was China created the virus based on help from the United States. The Xi Jinping, the bat lady, and all of this stuff, they figured out how to make it transmissible. They let it over here. They had Fauci and everybody on the back end at the NIH, Francis Collins, Walensky, you know, the flying Walensky, all of those people. They had them all sit there lined up to basically program America to understand that this wasn't, oh no, it's just transmissible. It's a virus and it's coming and you need to get the jab, which they already had created. This whole thing with the bioweapon, and people, I don't know what it is about them, Brandon, where they just, accepted willy-nilly everything that Trump said and put their trust in him and this Operation Warp Speed when he was being lied to and nobody bothered to question it except my listeners?
Yeah, I don't know. I have to be honest with you. You know, when I, because I knew this thing was a bioweapon from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so when, and I'm a very skeptical person, and when the President Trump and the government said, you know, we need to you know, lock the country down for 15 days to flatten the curve, my initial response was, well, we have to do something to stop the bioweapon. But it became within 3 days very obvious that it wasn't going to work. And I remember Fauci going on one of the Newsmax shows when Trump was president. He was laughing, saying, of course we could never lock the country down. But then 2 weeks later, as I outline in the book, that's exactly what he did. And the problem with him was once we did it, he wouldn't let us reopen, whereas China was reopening. So, I was duped initially by this idea that we need to lock the country down. The problem is that people did not know what to do because it was such an uncertain time. And the problem, I think, at the time was that President Trump, rather than listen to his instincts, rather than listen to the actual MAGA people that he had access to, he was listening to Fauci and these people who did not have his or the country's best interests at heart. In fact, as I show in the book, that they actually were helping the Chinese Communist Party with coronavirus, risky coronavirus research. And so it would have been, you know, nice if the people in power actually listened to them, their instincts, rather than Fauci, who had his own agenda. And if they had looked into Fauci, if they had found out why was Fauci so gung-ho about something that before COVID hit, he said could never happen in America, which is the lockdowns and then the vaccine mandates. So clearly, I think Trump, unfortunately, was hijacked. But you can't blame him initially, I don't think, because we didn't know what to do. But the fact of the matter is he should have turned to his other advisors and said, you know, this thing isn't working. How do we fix it? And the problem was he remained very committed to the Faucian methodology, which was national suicide. Let's face it.
Yeah, it's kind of scary because then he got on camera and said, I had the booster, you know, and that was the worst thing he could have done aside from this. And then Burks comes out, the scarf lady comes out with a book, a tell-all, saying, oh, yeah, all this stuff with the 15 days to slow the spread, the 6-foot distancing, the mask wearing, with the titanium dioxide, everybody, all made up.
Yeah, and that was the part that really crushed a lot of people. I was just following what the president was saying because I was a supporter of his and I figured he was listening to the right people. And I think a lot of people on our side were doing that. But I think that by day 3 or 4 of those lockdowns, all of us who were living through it were going, this is not working. And, I live in Florida, and Governor DeSantis here, he immediately recognized that this was not going to work, and he reversed course pretty quickly. We were one of the first states to reopen, and our economy here rebounded. We had freedom again, and it was a beautiful thing. COVID really crushed this country. And so in the book, what I do is I go back and I explain the psychology of the Chinese leaders for why they chose a coronavirus, which is a glorified flu. I mean, if you think bioweapons, you think sarin, you think VX nerve gas, you think of the movie The Rock with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage. But you don't think of a coronavirus unless you read the white paper that I found from the year 2015, which a group of Chinese military scientists wrote, in which they outlined for Xi Jinping, the leader of China, how he could weaponize coronaviruses and use it to, quote, collapse the United States medical and economic systems in order to effect a longer strategic aim. And what is that longer strategic aim? It is the collapse of the United States as a superpower and the replacement of that superpower with China. And so that's what they did. And none of our leaders from either party were getting it. And it was insane.
So your idea that we could actually be in a war over Taiwan, what's your take on that overall? You really think that's going to happen? You think we have the military capability of waging war against China close to their own territory?
So I've spent years writing about our advantages versus their disadvantages and vice versa, and I think that the balance of power in that region is definitely shifting in China's favor. The issue is China right now still is not yet militarily dominant in their region. It's getting more and more in their favor. COVID definitely helped them. I wouldn't be surprised if they did another bio attack on us to weaken us even more. Wuhan Institute of Virology is investing in smallpox research now. That's a big one. And so that could be something they do on the eve of an attack. But the Chinese have gamed out. They think that they can beat us in a fast lightning war if they can make us, you know, a deaf, dumb, and blind. And so the bio attack is one aspect. And then in my first book, Winning Space, How America Remains a Superpower, I outlined how a space Pearl Harbor conducted on our essential satellite networks in orbit could be the thing that China needs to render that big, beautiful U.S. military completely useless in terms of defending Taiwan. Because if we don't have our satellites, then we can't communicate with our forces, we can't coordinate, we can't mass them in an area to defend. And so that's how the Chinese military, which would be, as you say, fighting closer to their shores, and they have a larger military anyway than ours, they would be able to basically overmatch our military, at least for a period of time, while we were still scrambling to fix our satellites and recover from whatever bioweapon they launched on America and all the cyber attacks they're going to do. So you're right. There is a real concern, and over time, that balance of power will continue shifting in their favor unless we do something radical to change that. So if China decides to invade Taiwan, it's a risk for them. But ultimately, fortune favors the bold, and the Chinese have the capabilities right now to do serious damage to the United States military, possibly enough for them to have that window of opportunity to take and hold Taiwan. And in their eyes, once they get on Taiwan and decapitate the leadership, the Americans, especially under Biden, are not going to want to have to spend the blood and treasure to push them off. That will negotiate a new arrangement that will benefit China in the region. That's why I think the next president, if it's a Republican, hopefully it will be, whoever it is, whether it's Trump or DeSantis, during the campaign, they need to explicitly say, if China invades during the last year of the Biden administration, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get them off that island. And I think that would be a deterrent enough. But I haven't heard the Republicans say this either.
Nope, they haven't. Brandon, what really gets me with a minute we have left here is that the Chinese, in order to blind us, it's not just the satellites. Most of the people I've talked to on the show have said that they're more worried now about not if, but when the U.S. is going to succumb to an EMP attack, which is what they could use to actually implode America virtually within 30 to 60 days. They could literally implode this country economically, politically, morally. I mean, the whole thing could collapse if they could just knock out our grid.
Yeah. So, and that's what they're going to do. They're looking at, that's what that balloon was about, is that balloon could have been carrying eventually an electromagnetic pulse to take out our power grid.
No doubt. Well, we appreciate that. Brandon Weicker, we just can't ever get enough of this conversation, but we'll have to have you back on, especially when you get the new book out. Brandon Weicker, ladies and gentlemen, the book is Biohack, China's Race to Control Life by Encounter Books. Go get yourself a copy. This is pretty heavy stuff. We'll be back after the break with more news and your phone calls. Stay with me.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time on a Monday here. And of course, after hour is going to be happening because we can never, ever get a chance to completely analyze all the major news that happened over the weekend. We want to let you know that you can still get 10% off Grown by Nature products this weekend. We've decided to extend the sale so you can sign up for AutoShip. 10% off North American Urban Spice products this week as well. Appreciate your donations to keep us funding in the shortwave frequency. You can send them to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. While you're at it, send us a letter letting us know why you deserve one of Rick's SatelliteUSA.com systems, which we'll be giving away to one lucky listener thanks to your donations here at the Power Hour. Not everybody can get the satellite dish because you have to be able to point it to the south. Rick's going to want to talk to you before he gives it to you if you're a candidate for the giveaway. So you can call Rick Kaler directly at 816-228-1801 or visit him on ricksatelliteusa.com. And you can check out what one of these systems costs. You can even donate one if you want. They're $269, shipping included. And we'd be happy to give away on your behalf. Some lucky listener out there can also email us at support@thepowerhour.com if you have email. And let us know why you deserve one of ricksatelliteusa.com systems. We appreciate that. So much news to cover today. And of course, Brandon Weicker, we got to cover some of the COVID related stuff. We already know that it's a bioweapon. We already know the U.S. government was behind it. We already know that Obama knew. We knew Biden knows. All of them knew that what was going on. They all knew it was going to happen. Gates knew it was going to happen. Jeff in North Carolina, thanks so much. I'm going to get to you right away because of the fact that we left you hanging at the end of the first hour. Appreciate your call. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Beautiful, a wonderful show as usual. Hope you had a good weekend. Got a question for you, Dave. You know, when you bring up the news that you bring up and the things you talk about, you know, I have a relative that I do the same thing with. You know, I talk about we're in the brink of the second coming of Christ, the last day scenario, the times of Noah, all this. But I talk about this stuff and they say that I'm negative, so, and I'm toxic. So, do you know that you're considered by some people possibly to be negative and toxic, Dave? Did you know that?
I'm considered by some to be negative and toxic. Wow. Yeah, that's the first considering the fact I speak in tongues and believe in God, and that makes me negative and toxic. You see, this is part of what was, this is, Jeff, this is China's plan to mess with their heads and alienate family members because people don't want to face the truth that Satan is roaming the world and we have this issue going on. And, it, you know, Brandon Weicker just brought it up. It's one of the reasons why we have him on the show. Not just because he's got a book out, but I want to spend time with geopolitical analysts and people that understand the situation, understand what kind of doo-doo we're about to step in. So, you know, by people going out, part of the problem we have is, first off, they got away with the jab. They got away with vaccinating people. They got away with, first off, brainwashing people and locking them all down and putting them in front of mainstream media day and night. You want to talk about negative programming. This was a major scare tactic that got everybody all primed at the pump and ready to take the jab as soon as they rolled it out. I mean, you couldn't come up with a better Hegelian dialectic. And see, people want to point fingers at people like me and everybody else that's trying to preach the truth out there. That's just Satan talking in the back of their head, telling them that we're all full of the proverbial caca.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know what, Dave? You make some excellent points, and I'm going to tell you what would be interesting, Dave, is if you took a poll one time. I mean, I'm not saying do this, but if you actually took a poll, and all these people that are claiming Christianity and claiming to know God and all this stuff, and how much of them really would you think to really know what's going on right now? I mean, I talk to people. And I've got a few relatives and friends and stuff, and they just don't. It's like you're talking to them in French or something. They don't even understand one thing about what you're talking about. They don't know anything. They're not in the real world at all. So, but they'll sit there and tell you all day that they know God and they're Christian and they've been delivered and all this stuff. It's mind blowing, Dave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, parlez-vous français? Yeah, I get it, Jeff. I get it entirely. I mean, right. They don't want to listen to reason.
It really is amazing. I mean, like I said, Dave, I had a relative over the weekend call, say I was toxic and negative wow. And get mad at me and everything. Oh, yeah. This is a relative. So anyway, Dave, thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you, and I appreciate it.
It is. Thank you. God bless you, and thanks for your service, by the way. I know you're a vet. You know, folks, this is the bigger picture. When you try to put the truth in front of people that aren't willing to receive, and they could claim they're Christian every day of the week. I used to say going to church doesn't make you a Christian. No, walking in the Spirit is what makes you a Christian. Churches, religions, God biz. Here, pass the hat. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about is, you know, trying to keep the ministries alive, but the ministry religion is man's interpretation of the scriptures. It has nothing to do with you walking in love and walking in the Spirit. That is your deal. That's your one-way communication with God, whether you speak in tongues or not, whether you have the full faith and knowledge of what God has put here so we can have an abundant life. I mean, the thing is, you could take advantage of it or you could be in total denial. And if you're going to be in total denial, then you get what you get. Bill in Illinois. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, David. Hey, David, I don't understand. People just let Mike Pence skate away from this. Trump put Pence in charge with working with Fauci. So Pence was the guy that's supposed to relay all the information to Trump. How does he skate away from this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He needs to be brought on out on this constantly by the you can tell he's on the take. That's my personal impression of it, you know, or interpretation. But another thing, too, he's the one that backstabbed General Flynn and told yes. Trump that he needs to fire him and everything. And they knew they had to get Flynn out of there because he knew too much of what was going on the inside, and it would have spoiled their little, routine.
A little game plan, but they had a game plan. They had an agenda, and for sure, Pence knew, and Flynn was in the way. And I like Mike Flynn. I've met him. I like him. I like the guy. I like the way he thinks. He is God-fearing. He's a Christian, and he's willing to tell the truth, and that's what matters. People want to know.
And they found out later that it was all trumped up. Now, I hate to use that name that way, but they had it. They had it. It was all phony. They found out later that it was all phony, and everything. Even though they knew it, that judge over in Washington was still pressing them. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. You could see the phoniness in all of this.
Yeah, you can. And that's the sad part about it, is this is why we have to analyze the living daylights out of everything we talk about here on the show, because we don't want people to go down the wrong path. I mean, that's on me, too. I have a responsibility as a card-carrying journalist to tell the truth, whether people like to hear it or not. And if there's something wrong, Bill, you can pick up that phone and call me. We can have this conversation, which is nice because exactly. We have freedom of speech, God bless you, man. Right. I appreciate your input.
You, too. You take care.
All righty. Thank you. This is the whole thing. They want to censor us. This is surveillance state. This is what it's all about. They're not going to keep the internet free. This is something that else is going to change because of the fact that this was created by the Pentagon and the State Department. This is why they created internet technology. DARPA was behind it. Google started as a DARPA grant. I don't know if you know that or not. It was part of the CIA and NSA's digital data program, which was to conduct birds of a feather mapping so that certain groups could be neutralized. This is exactly what they're doing, and they're using the internet to do it. Now, what do we have to do to fight this kind of censorship? Well, you see, if you want to use the internet, if this is what you're doing, and there's a lot of you that are listening to this by shortwave radio so that the government can't monitor. You're listening by satellite so the government can't monitor you. They don't know what you're listening to. They don't know about the back channel media. They can't track you, and that's how you isolate yourself. Some people have that idea. But the thing is that if you have one of these things right here, this cell phone I'm holding up on camera, if you have one of those things, or you even have a flip phone that can ping off a cell tower, they know where you are. You see, that's the thing. This is what intelligence is all about, finding out who your enemies are and eliminating them. And this is exactly what Brandon Weikert was alluding to in our last half hour segment, talking about another strategy to launch a bioweapon on the United States. And if we're not smart enough, everybody and their brother is going to be running off to the nearest health food store, the nearest grocery store, the nearest drug store, the nearest inoculation center. They're going to be setting up the tents just like they did down in Florida that I drove by on Rampart Boulevard in front of the Kingsway Golf Course, watching lines and lines of cars, 4 and 5 across wide with all these ambulances on the end while they sit there and jab all these people, these idiots out there that don't know any better because they all trust their government. This is the big problem. And see, when you have an area like Southwest Florida and places and pockets where the elderly population are living, you see this whole idea that what's his face up there in New York, the governor Cuomo-sexual, had that whole thing going on and putting, the disease inside of all the nursing homes and murdering all those people. He knew what he was doing. Don't think he didn't. He did. He knew exactly what he was doing. Part of population control. They're all in on this agenda, folks. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but what's the difference between conspiracy theory and truth? About 6 months. Well, it didn't take us that long. I quit wiping my groceries down after 2 weeks of this garbage. I realized, hey, wait a minute. There is something really radical going on here. This is nothing more than a cold. Now they're trying to censor groups so we can't talk about the truth and point the blame where it belongs, squarely on the United States government. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Hey, Dave. You know what SMART stands for as far as smartphones and smart appliances and all that stuff?
I never bothered to look into it, but I'm sure you know what it stands for.
Well, one thing it could stand for is self-monitoring and reporting technology.
You came up with that on your own, did you?
No, I heard somebody say that. I wanted to pass it on.
Oh, that's that. All right. No, I mean, that self-monitoring, wow. It's like, here, you're all thumbs. That's what they all these kids today sitting there texting on their phone. It's like you don't think the United States government can read all of that? Yep. Seriously.
Anyway, I mean, that's all I had.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate that. See, folks, you see, you're thinking outside the box here. Wow. Oh, man. Industrial wind developments could threaten the fragile desert ecosystem. Believe it or not, there is a 5 billion, 3,000 megawatt, 600 turbine Choke Cherry and Sierra Madre wind energy project located in Carbon County, Wyoming. And it takes 732 miles of high voltage electricity lines to take it across the Mojave Desert. And a substation in El Dorado Valley, California, or Nevada, rather. This line will run through Colorado, Utah, and will power California, Nevada, and Arizona, but all the wind turbines are up in Wyoming. And they're worried about it's going to kill eagles and the ecosystem, right? Now, see, I understand from the latest headlines coming across my flash here. It's just like Hunt for Red October. We got flash traffic. Flash traffic here. New stuff just came in. Yep. Now they're saying that they're considering legislation right now to stop Biden from declaring a climate change emergency. Do you understand where this is going? Another reason to lock us down. Another reason to shut down gas pumps. Wow. And now we want to have, here's the thing. When you took away the fossil fuels, okay? When you take away fossil fuels and you substitute it with electricity, what happens to states wanting to collect money from gas tax when everybody's driving electric cars? Well, see, if you're not selling that much gas and the gas tax is being used to maintain the roads and bridges like the one that collapsed in Yellowstone, and they can't do it because the money is running out, how do the states scramble to figure out how to keep making money so they can put it into road maintenance? Well, now they're looking at charging drivers by the mile in order to maintain the nation's roads. Yeah, they'll look at your mileage because of these fuel efficiency and the rise of the electric car. Now we're just going to tax you by the mile. Are you in favor of that? We have another interesting article, number 411 in Geoengineering Watch Global Alert News. Over the weekend, extreme hail events have hammered Colorado, Texas, and Kansas and parts of the northeastern U.S. Climate engineering and chemical ice nucleation cloud seeding operations are core to the equation. Temporary toxic surface cooldowns are a constant objective of the geoengineers, resulting in consequences aren't a consideration for them. Snow fell this week in Utah, while in the farther north, polar ice is melting and Arctic forests are incinerating. The planet's former energy balance has been completely capsized. Earth's oceans are superheating, thus further fueling the already ongoing accelerating mass die-off of marine life. What's it going to take to wake up the masses? Declaring a climate change emergency, maybe? Is that what they have up their sleeve? Be aware. I know you can think about it right now, but until it happens and it's in your face, the only thing that's going to stop this nonsense, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news here, but China's already got it figured out, and that's an EMP attack on the United States of America. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom here, but they have figured out that all they have to do is take out the substations in 9 different places with a hypersonic missile and blind us completely so that they can walk all over Taiwan and Japan and everything else in the Indo-Pacific region. It will put us in a very negative situation. And not only that, but see, they'll be sitting back laughing. It doesn't matter what bioweapon or pandemic is out there. If they cripple our electric grid and the entire economy goes to hell in a handbasket, I mean, it's going to happen on the local level. This is not something that's going to affect the states as a whole. It's going to affect the communities within the states as a whole. This is a very scary situation. Even scarier is the after effects of the jab that we've been talking about. You ever heard of Katarina Pavlik? She is a Slovakian model and Hollywood actress that starred in the movie Babylon with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie. She was required to get the COVID-19 jab to have a role in that movie in late 2021. So guess what happened? All of a sudden, she became very, very sick. And what happened on June 1st, at the age of 41, Katarina Pavlik went to a Swiss clinic that specialized in assisted suicide and was permanently put to sleep at the age of 41 because she couldn't handle the after effects of the jab any longer. It did her in. You will see more and more of this as time goes on. This is all part of the depopulation effort, and those who were not smart enough to realize where they were headed with the jab are now going to find themselves in trouble. The director of the CDC and several other top officials, as a matter of fact, knew in early 2021 that vaccinated people were becoming infected with COVID, and they denied it. And they called it a breakthrough. Breakthrough is the term referring to vaccinated people becoming infected. But you try to tell people, look, you got the jab, you're going to get COVID. You've got to do something to stop this thing. The spike proteins are going to invade your body. You're going to experience blood clotting. You've got to do something to stop it. Oh, you're full of caca. Shut up and stop talking to me about that, you negative person. See, they don't want to listen. They put all their faith in the government and Satan and not in God. And those who are still continuing to fight it, and I'm talking about the family drama, are going to find themselves more and more depressed as time goes on, because family members are refusing to listen, and we love them so much. And dear God, why aren't they listening? This is one of the reasons you're not the bad people, all right? You're not the bad guy here. The ones who didn't get the jab, the unvaccinated, are not the bad guys. You are the good guys because you put your faith in the right place. You don't want to believe Dr. Francis Collins and Rochelle Walensky and Anthony Fauci and all these other morons out there. No, they're not morons. They're very smart people. Them and Deborah Birx and everybody else lied to Trump. And Trump has to walk this back if he wants to succeed in stopping this nonsense. But he won't. He won't walk it back. Tom in South Carolina, you got my ear for the next minute. What's going on?
Well, I very much liked the program you had on at 9 o'clock. You don't have a lot of things to sell that I would buy, but I would love to buy some CDs of some of your better programs and leave it up to you to decide what's better, but including that last one. That was incredibly informative, even though I might take exception a little bit. Anytime 9/11 is mentioned, it seems like a lot of people just fall back to it was bin Laden, when I think it was internal. But anyway, yep. That's the whole program was really quite good, and there are people I would just love to give copies of it to. I'm listening on short waves, so getting a really good copy off the radio is probably not practical. Do y'all ever sell CDs? I would buy 10 of them.
Yeah, I understand that, Tom. I haven't thought about that, but that's a good idea. Our producer is listening to the show right now, and you just put that idea in her head as well. Understand that, you know, we run these things on the, we have archives, and those are on the website. And those who don't have access to the internet, I mean, you can actually, if you're talking to people, you can tell them to go check out the archives for today's show in the second hour and listen to that. That's about as good as a CD you can get. Now, one of the things that we do is we do record these things, and that might be something that we can put on Substack to save you the pretty penny of doing the CDs. But that's something I'd have to talk to our, because we have several different people that we've had on the show. I'd like to get RFK Jr. back on here to ask him why he wants to legalize pot federally, because a lot of people are already going, Hey, whatever, man. You know, we don't need to legalize pot. We're already doing it. Half of America is smoking it. The bigger problem is the other half are taking fentanyl and not, you know, no mind. I really think a lot of people are so depressed they're willing to check out by any means possible. But, you know, the CD, I mean, that's an interesting thing. Most of us now have graduated to flash drives, USB flash drives. But it's an interesting perspective that you would bring that up. I appreciate that, Tom. We'll look into that. And thanks for your call. Darlene in Indiana, looks like you're going to close out today's show. What's going on?
Well, everybody that took the swab test, I mean, it was in the Epic Times that DNA was going to China. So they've had three years now to concoct something on somebody.
That's right. They did. I appreciate that. Thanks for your input there. We're out of time for today, but for those of you who want to jump on Substack later in the afternoon, I should have my one-hour segment called After Hour available on thepowerhour.com. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow with our Tuesday segment. God bless you. God bless what's left of the United States of America. Stay safe. See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.